This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. T-Mobile.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, we'll get back into the Brad Holmes and Steve Yzerman news of the day. Just a couple of kind of house cleaning notes. Get Rico's take on a few things. One, anything you want to know about this Bill Belichick Sunday morning interview, it is now reaching Glenn Close, Fatal Attraction levels. TMZ is reporting not only did Jordan Hudson, Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend, he's 73, not only did she shut down the interview multiple times, not only did Bill Belichick not show up with any UNC rep or anyone from his actual publishing company, no one, he just showed up with her, which, by the way, guys, when someone like Belichick, who's writing a book, shows up to an interview like this, it's an entire PR team that shows up. This is, forget unusual, that got left in the barn. Yeah. This is outer space to just show up with your girlfriend. Second, third, fourth, fifth.
Yeah, because the team comes with questions. Hey, make sure you ask him about this.
Correct.
And about that. And these things happen in this chapter.
Rico, it is being reported by TMZ, even when Belichick would go to answer football questions, Jordan Hudson would interrupt and correct the coach.
Now, this is, you're saying, Glenn, this is Ray Liotta in Hannibal.
She stormed out of the interview and demanded he follow her out. CBS scrambled, this is according to the latest reports, had to scramble to piece this thing together and salvage it. Here's how bad it was. They had a second interview scheduled with Belichick for a later date, canceled it.
He did or they did?
They did. And you know, this is ratings gold. You get Bill Belichick on TV, ratings gold. But here's the interesting part. They left her interrupting the interview in the final edit.
Because they probably wanted to show, hey, guys, here's a little taste of what we had to go through. And I guess if I'm Carolina, I would be upset as well. Like, wait, so you're not wearing anything, North Carolina? You're not doing anything to help bring in kids here? Yeah, there's something very strange going on. Because I saw a little bit of the interruption. It's like, because once again, and it wasn't a gotcha thing. It looked like the guy was just kind of genuinely saying, hey, how did you guys meet? That's a common question for couples. David, how'd you meet your wife? And she, we're not answering, don't answer that. Okay, now I have more questions.
Look, I just can't help but feel like Bill, if you're okay, blink twice. All right, so that was one. You guys can check all that out. The reporting's everywhere. I wanted one other note, just 4 minutes, and then I'll move on. I had this opinion at the start. I have the opinion today.
You changed your mind and Abdul Carter can have 56?
No.
Okay.
No, definitely not. Nico Harrison, the GM of the Mavs, has been assassinated. I mean, people have just been using him as a human pinata for this Luka Doncic trade. Now, mind you, they leave out the details where AD, who'd been super reliable, got hurt, Kyrie died, and both their bigs in Gafford and Likely gone. Okay. Did you see Luka the other night? Have you watched Luka in this Minnesota series? Mm-hmm. What would you say you've seen?
A guy who's really can't finish the games out.
No, it's called if Kenny Cott was in the NBA. Because the conditioning is null.
Luka, trying to be PC about it?
No, I'm not going to be. Because here's the problem. What I saw, look at the fourth quarter the other day. How is 40-year-old LeBron James running circles around Luka Doncic? Conditioning.
I was about to say LeBron puts in like $1 million worth into his body.
Luka went 1-for-6 in the fourth. And by the way, in that game with his 38 points, how many rebounds and assists did he have total?
I don't know.
No, you don't need to look. Three. Total. He did nothing. Luka is a completely helpless defensive player. And the T-Wolves are exploiting it, just like the Celtics did. Luka can't go deep in these series and go deep in games. Why? His conditioning is an embarrassment. Now, look, I'll never understand how Harrison didn't shop. Fine. But the actual trade, I stand by it. Until or unless Luka Doncic decides I want to be an all-time great, why am I handing you $400 million when 40-year-old LeBron, who's one step from like Walt Disney frozen head therapy, who knows what LeBron's into to be playing, LeBron goes transformer mode. Here's Luka looking for a Marlboro Red. And I know it's convenient media narrative. Keep pounding Nico Harrison. Keep making fun of him. Guy doesn't have a brain. Ask yourself, was he really that crazy? This kid has no intention of changing who he is. None.
No. You know why? Because I think he feels I'm good enough. So why do I need to try to improve?
He's good enough to make the All-Star team. He's good enough to sell tickets. He's good enough to be flashy. But when I need you in the fourth quarter of playoff series, forget about the NBA Finals. I need you to close series. Watch these games. Don't just take your cues from... Watch the games. Don't look for the bathwater drinkers. Watch. You are playing 4-on-5 defensively in a way that is not even close to like star X is not a good defender. No, I'm talking about you're playing what Ben Wallace was to your offense is what Luka is to your defense.
Ooh.
You are playing 4-on-5.
You are exactly right. And I know, I get it. I don't even look at this a stat as something I look at for real, like plus minus, who cares? But he scored 38 points. And he was a -3, which means, okay, sure, you're scoring, but you're doing absolutely nothing else on the court.
Nope.
What? 38 points and a -3? That's crazy.
Yeah, because here's the thing, David. I think the league really wanted that Lakers-Warriors next round. Warriors are doing their job. They're about to knock off the 2 seed and the Rockets. The Lakers? Yeah, you would think the Timberwolves.
I'm just making the point, and I know
I'm with you
because This isn't a Johnny come lately opinion. I watched Luka for an entire series against my team, and last year's Dallas Mavericks were a very good basketball team. They couldn't overcome the fact this kid cannot play defense. And he's not physically in shape enough to give you what you need.
Mike, I thought that was going to change. Now, I thought all of that was changing once he got out of Dallas, and now he's playing with LeBron as a Laker. I thought, you know what? It's going to be a new Luka. And look, you're right. Fourth quarter is like...
I'll make a bet with you. And it's just a fun one. And if I'm wrong, I'll buy you lunch. If you're wrong, you buy me lunch. Provided they're all healthy next year, Dallas will be better than the Lakers. I'm serious.
Will Nico still be the general manager?
Hey, I can't control that.
No, I'm just saying, this man may get fired. It's not the same, but it was kind of like Joe Dumars drafted all these players and he got fired. And then they all went on and
they had zero total games with AD playing with either of the starting centers. And then when AD comes back, Kyrie dies. You got to just chalk it up to horrifically bad luck. But the idea is I don't want to pay Luka, what was it? 55 a year? Yeah. I mean, you're talking about a guy who's going to end up making like 35% of your salary cap. And then I can't rely on you to help me close games. Now, I know that won't get reported by... But for people actually watching...
I guess he's on the Joker workout program.
The difference is Joker closes.
He does.
He may look miserable. He may look like he owes a bookie money. I don't know.
In the timeouts, he smokes a cigarette. Give me a couple puffs. All right, I'm back on the court.
He is who he is, but I never doubt his ability to close the game. 248-539-9797. We'll circle back to local stuff next, 97.1.